Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Rice County's economy is growing. Commissioner Galen Mollica reports that Faribault's Dike and Applied is expanding.
They are buying the former warehouse that Multimill had rented out on County Road 76, just north of Faribault. It's a 300,000 square foot facility.
They plan on adding on to the building.
And add an office complex to the building. They are going to turn it into a manufacturing facility. They will continue to use the Faribault and Owatonna facilities.
The new facility will be for new products. Faribault was in competition with St. Cloud and Texas, as well as Mexico, for the opportunity. Mollica said the plan is to add 32 jobs in 2019. The next couple of years will add 100 more, and by year five, they hope to have 250 jobs. These positions are for unskilled and skilled labor. Dykin works with South Central College.
To be able to recruit students over there to work, and then they have training programs that they have. You know, they also teach on the job.
The average wage is $25 and up with full benefits. The summer slide is still a thing. Northfield School Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman said,
"It exists for everyone, but it's even more challenging, you know, for kids who come from lower socioeconomic homes." And so there's a lot of different efforts, you know, throughout Northfield and the, you know, the nation to try to help mitigate that summer slide.
Some of it simple, Hillman said, pointing out Northfield's Carnegie Public Library. A librarian goes to the elementary schools each year to ensure the kids know about it and how to use it, what they can do there. The new book bike has been a huge success, which volunteers use to travel all around the city. And of course, Booker the Bookmobile. Hillman said there are two things that are most important in preventing the summer slide. Number one is keeping kids reading.
And then any kind of time we can get kids different kinds of experiences, like, you know, trips to various museums or to parks or those other kinds of light, that gives them context for learning.
Hillman said his wife, a former math teacher, says,
"So we've got to make sure we keep kids thinking about numeracy and counting and skip counting and estimating and all those kinds of things that you can do on a car ride."
Suffice it to say, Northfield has abundant opportunities to get books in the hands of kids, including books with numbers. In the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, county sheriff's offices and other public safety agencies are stepping up patrols for intoxicated boaters today through Sunday as part of Operation Drywater, a national campaign aimed at deterring drinking and boating. The goal is to reduce the number of BWI-related boating accidents and fatalities. In 2017, alcohol was a factor in half, 6 of 12, of the deadly boating accidents in Minnesota. That's slightly higher than the 5-year average. News from around the state is next.